This Veterans Day weekend, we hear from StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, recording the stories of people who served and their families. When he was growing up, Michael Menta looked up to his Uncle Sal Leone because he was a Marine. He would eventually follow in his footsteps, enlisting in the Navy during his senior year of high school. But earlier this year, Michael found himself at his uncle's bedside. Sal, who was now 66, had fallen gravely ill from cancer. He's one of the thousands of service members who were exposed to toxic water while stationed at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune. They recently sat down together for StoryCorps.
I think the fact that you were in the Marines, I was in the Navy, we understood each other. Mm. You know, nobody knows that they have cigarettes in a sea ration or Chiclet gums in an MRE with a roll of toilet paper. We spoke the same language and definitely looked up to you like my older brother. How did you learn you were sick?
I had been very active. I was out in the backyard cleaning a roof.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I started getting dizzy. And I thought I had a cold.
As soon as I found out about that letter the Marine Corps sent you about the potential exposure you had to the Camp Lejeune contaminated water, I basically dragged you to the VA.
After some time, they gave me chemo, which really destroyed me.
When I first got down to Florida and I saw you in a bed, I probably told you how ugly you looked.
Probably.
You were not getting any results. And they said, not much more we can do for you. And then they asked you, what do you want to do? And you said, I want to go back to Connecticut. That night, we were on the road coming home.
You know, you came in just in the nick of time like a knight in shining armor. And I'm grateful to you for getting me up here.
Yeah, I felt I was not only helping you as my uncle, but I felt I was helping a fellow soldier. Part of me wants to still serve, but I can't. I'm too old.
Me too.
Yep. So that was my mission, is to get you home, dead or alive. And we did that.
Almost dead.
You scared me on the road a couple times. A couple times I had to nudge you, see if you were breathing.
As far as dying, I never think about it. I look at it one day at a time. All I got to do is get through the next night. I'm still alive. It's a great day.
I take away your courage and everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to save the date with the Grim Reaper, and you're still upbeat, having fun. You're a good Marine. You still are a good Marine.
Yeah, I am intensely proud to have served. You know, a lot of people say, I'm an ex. I'm a former. And I tell them, I'm not an ex. I'm not a former. I am.
That's Sal Leone with his nephew, Michael Menta, for StoryCorps in West Hartford, Connecticut. Their full interview will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the U.S. Library of Congress.